Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to the ID the Future podcast. This is Casey Luskin, broadcasting in Seattle, Washington, with Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. This podcast will discuss Newsweek's Trojan horse, how Sharon Begley muffles the cosmic design inference and forces her philosophical blinders on Newsweek readers. In a recent ID the Future podcast interview with Dr. Scott Chambers, he discussed the fact that the expansion rate of the universe implies an incredibly high degree of cosmic fine-tuning to allow for the existence of life in our universe. But just a few weeks ago, Newsweek columnist Sharon Begley also discussed the universe's expansion rate. This issue has huge implications for the debate over cosmic design, but you wouldn't know it from reading Begley's article. Begley tries to steer the reader into believing the wildly speculative multiverse hypothesis, a pet philosophical favorite of materialists, while barely even hinting that the alternative and much more elegant explanation is intelligent design of the cosmos. For those who are informed on the subject, her article comes off as if she is trying to hide the design inference from the reader as a reasonable conclusion to explain the incredible fine-tuning of the universe. Begley thus writes, quote, "If Einstein's cosmological constant truly is the source of dark energy, then something else cancels out all but a smidgen of the energy from the popping particles. That something is anyone else's guess. Worse, the precision of the required cancellation, erase the ink on every magazine ever printed except for exactly one comma here, strains credulity," unquote. Here Begley is simply editorializing. For her, what, quote, strains credulity, unquote, is the view that our life-friendly universe has the required precision for life's existence embedded within its laws, because this implies cosmic design. Designers regularly fine-tune their products to precisely required design specifications, and highly improbable and specified events normally trigger a design inference. And of course, the fine-tuning of the expansion rate is just the beginning. There are other instances of fine-tuning in addition to the dark energy, which is causing the universe to accelerate, not merely expand. Indeed, the most impressive example of fine-tuning was discovered by Roger Penrose, in that the initial entropy of the universe had to be within one part in 10 to the 10 to the 123rd power. In fact, the universe exhibits such incredibly fine-tuning regarding its expansion rate that this implies a design inference if one is philosophically open to the design inference, which Begley isn't. Such improbability does not strain credulity if one is willing to consider cosmic design. But Begley doesn't even mention the design inference as one possible explanation in her Newsweek article. Rather, she forces the unknowing reader to wear her own philosophical blinders by encouraging them to consider methods of improving the odds of getting such an improbable universe. In fact, we know that she is trying to steer the reader away from the design inference because she immediately launches into a three-paragraph promotion of the multiverse hypothesis, a favorite escape pod for materialists seeking to avoid the conclusion of cosmic design. Thus, Begley writes, quote, "unless the universe is actually only one out of many universes," unquote. Here, Begley begins to explicitly promote materialism, stating that if we have such multiverses, then, quote, "there is no deeper explanation," unquote, and that ultimate answers to inquiries about cosmic fine-tuning reveal that the answer is, quote, "just because," unquote. Unfortunately, she tries to make this sound scientifically reasonable by writing, quote, "cosmologists are seriously entertaining this possibility," unquote. But consider how Nature dealt with this issue last year when it admitted that the multiverse hypothesis is not a testable concept. As Nature wrote, quote, "since the early 1980s, some cosmologists have argued that multiple universes could have formed during a period of cosmic inflation that preceded the Big Bang. More recently, string theorists have calculated there could be 10 to the 500th universes, which is more than the number of atoms in our observable universe. Under these circumstances, it becomes more reasonable to assume that several would turn out like ours. It's like getting zillions and zillions of darts thrown at the dartboard," Susskind says. "Surely a large number of them are going to wind up in the target zone. And of course, we exist in our particular universe because we couldn't exist anywhere else. It's an intriguing idea with just one problem," says Gross. "It's impossible to disprove. Because our universe is, almost by definition, everything we can observe, there are no apparent measurements that could confirm whether we exist within a cosmic landscape of multiple universes or if ours is the only one. And because we can't falsify the idea," Gross says, "it isn't science," unquote. Thus, not only is the multiverse hypothesis untestable, but even string theory dramatically lacks the probabilistic resources necessary to explain the fine-tuning in light of Penrose's discovery about the fine-tuning of the initial cosmic entropy. Based upon current scientific observations, our sample size for the number of universes that exist is 1, and we have every reason to believe that our universe is exceedingly improbable and finely tuned to allow for the existence of advanced life. As Dr. Scott Chambers says in his recent ID the Future podcast,
so I think what you're referring to is the idea of a multiverse, which is parallel universes that came into existence early on. And there are really two fundamental problems with that. One, we don't have any observational evidence for any universe other than our own.
Yes.
And secondly, if you think about the implications of the multiverse model, the universe that we have ought to be just barely adequate to support life. Mm. And so things like good tasting food and bright colors and so forth ought not to happen. Mm. And yet the world that we live in is a fabulous place to live, and I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. And I think that the obvious conclusion, the one that first comes to mind, is that of design, and that the multiverse is a way of squirming around that.
Yet Sharon Bagley gives the reader no hint in her Newsweek article that design is a reasonable interpretation. She gives no hint that the alternative position, the multiverse hypothesis, is entirely untestable and possibly inadequate to explain the observed degree of fine-tuning. No hint that it's a philosophical position crafted to avoid concluding cosmic design. And she gives no hint that the alternative, straightforward explanation of the fine-tuning of the universe is intelligent design. It's sad that Newsweek is allowing its science editorials to blatantly promote materialist philosophy without recognizing it as such, and without recognizing the alternative position. But one thing is for sure, the evidence for fine-tuning is driving materialists to make extreme proposals, and to hide alternative explanations, implicitly admitting that there is something about our universe needing explanation by an external cause. This is Casey Luskin with the ID the Future podcast signing off. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.